This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
A woman convicted of bilking Walmart out of hundreds of thousands of dollars has lost an appeal of a federal judge's finding that she engaged in fraud by transferring money to her boyfriend the day before her sentencing. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the sentence of 43-year-old Goldie LaJoyce Holt of Mabelville. She pleaded guilty in 2008 to aiding others in wire fraud. Holt was sentenced to 30 months in prison for her part in a scheme in which people convinced Walmart or MoneyGram workers to send test wire transfers of cash. Seven people were accused in the scam. It removed $675,000 from Walmart. Holt was sentenced to 30 years in prison. After her release, she was ordered back to prison for a year for failure to pay toward $266,000 in restitution. Independence County authorities are investigating four recent thefts. Johnny Bullard reported to police the theft from a residence he recently purchased on Marcy Lane. Bullard said he has not been to the residence since November 24th, and when he arrived Sunday afternoon, he discovered electrical copper wiring had been ripped from the structure and copper gas tubing was missing from the kitchen and breakers, and wiring was missing from the breaker box. A water pump was also stolen from the well. The total loss estimated at $1,800. Also, Deputy Michael Moody said someone stole a four-wheeler from the Christie Latiker residence on Wagon Wheel Road at Floral. It was valued at about $1,800. Also a four-wheeler stolen from the Michael Branscombe residence on Clear Miss Lane. The Yamaha Big Bear 2 valued at $2,000. And Deputy Brett Ward said someone entered the West Batesville residence of Julie J. Hallmark sometime between last Thursday and Friday and took a 47-inch Vizio flat-screen LCD TV valued at just over $700. A Big Flat, Arkansas teenager died Monday morning in a one-vehicle crash north of Marshall in Searcy County. State Police Trooper Buster Rinks III said the driver, 16-year-old Taylor Wayne Chadwick, was traveling north on State Highway 27 in a pickup truck when he lost control in a curve, with the truck leaving the roadway and overturning. Trooper Rinks said the victim, the person who lost their life in the accident, and a passenger in the vehicle, 15-year-old Tanner R. Siska Big Flat, was ejected from the truck. Rinks said Chadwick was not injured. Rinks said the roadway was wet from rainfall at the time of the accident. The mother of a woman who's accused of stealing five horses from the Southern Arkansas University Rodeo Program and taking them to Oklahoma has been arrested on an arson complaint. 37-year-old Wendy Cox and her 19-year-old daughter are both now charged with second-degree arson. The cargo company says a Northwest Arkansas processing plant is producing ground turkey again after a salmonella outbreak. The food maker says ground turkey production resumed at its Springdale plant after workers made safety improvements. Millions of pounds of turkey were recalled after the outbreak that was blamed for one death. The Arkansas Department of Corrections says a prison guard on horseback shot and wounded an inmate at the state prison at Calico Rock when the inmate charged at him with a blade he was using to cut grass. Prison spokeswoman Dinah Tyler says the correction officer shot Joseph Henry just below the collarbone on Monday at that medium security unit in Izzard County. Henry was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Tyler said no one else was hurt in the incident.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.